This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogay. Oh, yes, it's tax time. And this year, what with the new tax laws and a Monday filing deadline, even more of you than usual are crunching numbers right now. I hope we're not interrupting. But let's not start with taxes. Why not something to lighten the mood? How about some happy housing numbers? We keep hearing the housing market is back. Now we're actually seeing some positive effects on the economy. More new homes are going up, and builders and roofers and window installers and home improvement stores are all hiring. Used homes are selling too in many markets, and they're going fast, sometimes at or above asking, at least if it's a nice house with clean title and all spiffed up for sale. How much to spend, though, on those last repairs? We sent Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to find out.
Hey, how are you?
Are you Chris?
I am.
Good to meet you.
Hi.
Good to meet you
as well. Real estate broker Chris Suarez has been showing this $425,000 Victorian townhouse in Portland, Oregon. The owner spent thousands on improvements, a new gas fireplace, baby nursery, wine nook in the finished basement. That's a change.
2 years ago and 3 years ago, I was recommending don't put money into your home. If you're in a situation where you need to sell and it's the right thing for you to do, then let's try to get as much equity out as we possibly can.
But Suarez says in many markets, investing in home improvements does make sense now. The reason? Home prices are rising again, and more homeowners who had been sitting on the sidelines are finally deciding to sell. Suarez says you want your house to be in better condition than the one down the block with a for sale sign.
It's more a condition war. So you're putting in that money so that you show up well based on what other product is out there in the market.
Investment analyst Michael Farr says now the thing homeowners have to figure out is which improvements to plow their cash into.
People want to know that if they invest more money in their homes to repair or refurbish, that they're going to be able to get that money out, that it's going to be worth it.
Turns out there is a way to figure out what's worth it. It's called the Cost Value Report, published annually in Remodeling Magazine. We'll put a link on our website. It can tell you how much you're likely to recover at sale time if you put in a really upscale kitchen for $100,000 versus a no-frills one at half the price. Sunrooms, home offices, and bathroom additions get the lowest return, often less than 50%. And the biggest bang for the buck? Stuff that increases curb appeal, like a nice entryway. Here's the catch, though. You're not ever likely to get back 100% of what you put in when you sell. But realtor Chris Suarez says your house isn't just an asset that you're going to sell eventually. You have to live in it now.
You know, sometimes, and this is the unfortunate part, a seller does everything right weeks before they put it on the market when then they realize that they've never really got to enjoy it.
When you are ready to sell, though, best not do renovations out of house love, says Justin Reardon. He stages homes for sale in Portland.
The idea of doing a bathroom the way you would want it to be done, you should never do that because of all the people in the world that might buy your house, you are not one of them.
So this stuff is all going to slide over to the house tomorrow, so I'm the master?
Yes.
Reardon's firm, Spade and Archer Design, will completely furnish a vacant property like this $800,000 mid-century colonial. His decorating touches include vintage ice skates on the mantelpiece. Reardon's made a study of home buyer behavior. He's sort of a pop real estate psychologist.
Buyers are in a condition that I call buyer stupid. They're leading their own lives. They're trying to sell their house. They're raising their kids. They have the attention span of a gnat. If there's one thing that pulls their emotional attention away from that house, we've lost them. We have 5 to 7 minutes to win them over. And basically all we're trying to keep them from doing is saying no.
Want more of Reardon's rules for getting to yes? Don't leave out any prescription drugs, alcohol, firearms, political posters. No fur, live or stuffed, or mirrors on the ceiling. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.